Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. We got me, Alex the Truck, the guy that's in this podcast. Probably not the one you're here to hear, but we also got my wife. She's just over there.
And me.
Yeah, and then Courtney. Like, my wife just, she, like, fucking shimmied her shoulders like you could fucking see it through, like, the speakers. It's like, yeah, I'm going to shimmy my shoulder. You know, it's like, maybe, you know, you can say hi to the people.
I'm sorry, I did a butt wiggle.
She's like, maybe they can hear my thoughts.
My butt wiggle.
Maybe it's a telepathic podcast. Welcome to the telepathic podcast. You know, and then it's just silence. It's like, is there something? It's like, oh, no, it's only for psychic people. Every psychic person in the world can hear it right now. We don't have a choice.
Yep.
But everything has been good this week other than the snow. Courtney doesn't even know what snow looks like anymore.
Yeah, I know.
She left Colorado and she's like,
I was like, yeah. It was great.
She like
great, not,
knocks over an ice like water. Yeah, you knock over an ice water and then fucking get PTSD and like, oh no, it's on the ground. We can't drive well now.
Oh my God.
This is why I don't want Californians coming out here. Because they'll sell their house in California and be like, we can go live in Colorado. It's beautiful in Colorado. It's wonderful. There's so many hikings and views. And things to do. There's nothing to do out here in Colorado other than smoke weed and take mushrooms. So.
You forgot acid.
To come out here, smoke weed and do psychedelics. Okay.
I mean, you're kind of selling it. So I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what you're thinking, Alex.
People that smoke weed and do psychedelics don't normally own homes in California. Name three people other than fucking, you know, Cheech and Chong that fucking smoke weed and fucking do psychedelics that own something.
I don't know. Donna's got it made.
Yep.
She does psychedelics?
She does weed.
That's not, no. You can smoke weed and have a bunch of shit. There's every rapper ever, every comedian ever. They all smoke weed, blah, blah. Yeah, no, I want someone that fucking is like, I do a bunch of acid and I smoke a bunch of weed.
What about Coke?
Coke heads fucking have shit, okay? Because they're motivated to get more Coke. That's all they want. Like, as someone that has done fucking cocaine before, you're like, I want more cocaine. It's a vicious fucking cycle, and it keeps you fucking busy until your body is like, fuck you, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Fucking one of my coworkers, like, she hella does coke, but she shows up every day sober, pulls her fucking part, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people that do fucking coke, and I'm just like, yeah, you do you. I don't care.
Yeah.
You can tell when she hasn't done coke, because she starts getting weird.
I mean,
really? What does she do?
She gets super fucking bitch ass moody, and then she'll like be doing something, then she'll like stop and be like, fuck, and then she'll just like walk off, and it's like, yeah, you've lost your motivation.
Yeah, coke is expensive. I don't know why. Like,
and she's in my field, although she does have a really rich husband, so
maybe
yeah,
that's what she's using to fund her coke.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You don't get to do coke.
I don't want to do coke.
Yeah. Like me, I'm like, fucking leave it. Whatever.
No, uppers make me sleepy and downers make me awake. That's why I can't take Benadryl, because I'll be bouncing off the wall for hours.
I'll just like,
really?
I'll microwave some like Benadryl and chop it into lines and be like, damn, do a line of Benadryl.
Like, caffeine makes me sleepy.
They have this new caffeine thing that I've seen on my timeline. It's the dumbest shit ever, because nowhere in my Instagram timeline have I ever been like, I like Coke. But it's caffeine that you snort. Like, it comes in, like, this giant fucking container that has, like, little vials of fucking caffeine.
I thought that was just, like, a meme of some kind. That shit's real?
It's very real, yes.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was just, like, a fucking, like, I don't know. I didn't think that shit was real.
I would never fucking snort caffeine.
I would never snort anything. I don't like it when my nose is dry and it bleeds. Like, why the fuck would I put something up it? Like, if I'm going to snort something, it's going to be, like, medicine.
And then if you, like, look up snorting caffeine, snorting caffeine could damage your heart.
No shit. The risk
of snorting caffeine pills.
No shit.
Following several tragic deaths, it's like, ugh, Jesus Christ.
It's like cigarettes. It's just new.
But if you know... But, like, it's my favorite fucking thing. You know, like, Walmart sells turbo caffeine nasal spray.
Walmart does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The more people who take themselves out of the population, the better. Thank you, Walmart, for doing the good Lord's work.
And it's called Bump, too.
It's called what?
Bump caffeine. Bump. Yeah.
It just makes me think of bumpkins.
Yeah, it looks like
it
this.
It makes me think of a bump of Coke.
Yeah, looks like that. It's a little tiny fucking vial that you can just like that and snort it.
People are stupid.
Yes, people are very fucking stupid.
I can't see it. You know that, right?
What?
Oh my God, screenshot.
Okay, fine. Here, I'll fucking... I had to look it up on my phone, so that's why you can't see
it. It's okay. I'll look it up.
You can literally just screenshot.
I wonder if it's on Amazon.
It is.
Everything's on Amazon.
But, you know, it's wantabump.com. And a 1 gram container of wantabump.com is $10. You can also get a 30 pack, which is the fucking giant fucking thing I saw. That is $209 or $210 essentially.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For 30 of them.
Good God.
I mean, if you buy them individually, it'd be $300. So. And then a 10 pack is fucking $90. Which just comes in a box. And I'm sure it's like fucking garbage. It's clean energy, on-demand, natural caffeine. Yeah. I guarantee you the FDA has nothing to do with this. Like, ugh, fuck you guys. You're going to ruin everything.
The FDA does its job. Don't look down on them.
No, they don't. They wildly let shit go through as long as you give them enough money.
You have no idea how difficult it is to make health certificates that are FDA approved. You have no idea the fucking hoops we have to jump through to make health certificates. Like, it's fucking a lot of work.
But the amount of shit that the FDA has let through, and then, you know, some third party comes through and is like, hey, this, and this is going to kill your fucking child. Like, applesauce? Like, the applesauce packs? Like, this will kill your fucking child or make them insanely fucking sick. Do not fucking give this to your kid. I'm like, good job, FDA. Glad you caught it. Oh, wait, you didn't.
I'm talking about veterinary medicine. I don't care about human medicine.
It's not human medicine. It's the Food and Drug Administration.
No, they also cover medicine.
They also cover cattle, but...
Yeah. Know. Cattle include medicine. You can't have cattle without medicine.
Yeah, they have to, like, make
Wait,
sure...
What?
So the FDA makes sure that your cattle are healthy enough so they don't have, like, mad cow disease or something that when you slaughter them, they don't, you know, fucking put any of that bacteria or evil shit into the world. Yeah. So, yes, they do fucking shit for meat, and then they try and catch as much of it as they can. Obviously, they can't test every fucking cow, but they do what they can.
Mm.
But I would love to work for the FDA and make, oh, no, this is bad cocaine. You can't have this bad cocaine. I will take it and destroy it for you. And then just, like, turn my back, like, with my nose. What are you Googling over there? What?
I forgot what prions were, so I'm looking them up.
You forgot what prions were?
Prions.
Yeah.
It fucking makes the back, or it makes the fucking proteins fold weird. And then, you know, it just, it's when you eat other humans.
Okay, I know, but like, is a prion just a protein, or is it a bacterial, or is it bacterial, or is it archaean? Like, what the fuck is it?
It's a fucking consequence for bad actions. But I'm pretty sure it's like a protein. Do not take me. I'm sure there's people like, Alex, you fucking idiot. No, it's not. It's this because I went to college and this is the only information I retained. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Mitochondria is originally a virus our own cells like fucking ate and then started using.
It's a pretty good fucking virus to fucking steal.
Fucking tits.
I like how she's like, my wife is like the worst Googler in the world. What is a prion? A prion is an infectious agent. The term prions refers to abnormal pathogenic agents that are transmittable and are able to induce the abnormal folding of specific normal cellular proteins called prion proteins that are... God damn it, Mochi!
Okay, prions are not alive. That is the question I needed answered.
Yeah, no.
They are not alive.
Like prions can... Would you like to say hello? This is my cat, Mochi. Say hello. Say hello to the people. There we go. I know, you're the cutest. Okay, fine, here. Get up to your... Yep, hop up there. Hop up to your little high spot. Not... Okay, whatever, I don't care.
It's so hard to be a daddy's girl.
Yeah, she's obnoxious. Yeah, you are obnoxious, Mochi. Here, would you like me to move my phone so you can get enough purchase on the desk to jump up a thing that you can climb up, you idiot? Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I love you, Mochi. Okay. But on to the news. What is this, even? Oh. Like, fucking Chrome updated, and I'm like, no, and, like, everything's different now.
Oh, my God, we're such fucking boomers.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Like this one. Eggo released a boozy drink that tastes like waffles, maple syrup, and bacon.
Oh, my God, I want this. I want this.
Eggo brunch in a jar. Waffles and syrup cream liqueur. Appalachian sipping cream. It's like just in a fucking mason jar. 40 proof. And I would say it looks fucking awesome. Let's see where to fuck it. I need to find out where to get this.
It's at like Total Wine and okay, it's at your like mainstream liquor store.
You can visit sugarlands.com/brunch-in-a-jar to find a retailer. We're going right now to find out. Of course I'm of legal drinking age.
Oh, my God. We need to find the closest place to home, ideally close to Home Depot.
Look at... Oh, shit. number one. Cheyenne Trail E&T Liquor. You're over there by the Broadmoor. You know, less than a mile away. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that Cork and Brews over there?
No, it's something else. It's Cheyenne Trails E&T Liquor.
Pretty close to the one I like to fucking... Oh, my God. I went to the fucking...
Oh, there is Corks and Bottles.
Yes!
So, yeah, Corks and Bottles has it.
Oh, my God. We're going there tomorrow.
Cool. And we're gonna try this. And we will give you an update next episode on how the fucking Eggo fucking brunch in a jar tastes.
This bitch better be bomb.
And if it is absolutely trash, we will fucking trash it.
Does it need to be carbonated?
No.
Okay.
Why would it be carbonated?
I prefer my alcohol carbonated.
Why?
Because it sits easier on my tummy. It
sits worse on your tummy.
No. Carbonation is my friend. Like, just drinking straight vodka versus, like, a vodka soda, big-ass difference for my stomach.
Okay, Mochi, can you not step on? Shit, Mochi, get, shoo.
It's so hard to be a princess.
No, it's not. She's like just over here stepping on all my equipment.
Because it got your attention.
Leave, Mochi. Now you're banned. Now you're banned from the fucking podcast for the rest of the day. Fuck you. So, we will give you a fucking full ass update and tell you if we have diabetes or not. But on to the next story. A Japanese man causes an explosion while spraying insecticide to kill a cockroach. Silly Japanese man, you can't kill cockroaches.
Cockroaches are cool. Why do people not like cockroaches? These things are fucking cool.
I mean, like, give it a different name. Like, you know, cockroach. It makes it sound like it has a huge dick or something.
I don't think cockroach is probably American. It probably came from another language. And that's what it's been chopped up into.
A man caused an explosion at his house in southern Japanese city of Kumamoto after spraying a large amount of insecticide to kill a cockroach. The incident occurred around midnight on December 10th, according to the report in the Mainichi Shimbun. A balcony window broke as a result, which is cool because it's just paper. I mean, it's Japan. And the man suffered some minor injuries, which, you know, is awful considering the cockroach probably didn't die.
Cockroach is Spanish.
For what?
Those who hide from the sun.
Yeah, you're like going to start something like, it's Spanish.
Well, yeah, I told you it wasn't American. Yeah. You were making a joke about being a cockroach, but I knew that wasn't going to be accurate.
Yeah, that's why it was a joke. You know, it's like there's Papa Roach and then cockroach.
Jokes aren't funny if they're not accurate.
That's the funniest jokes.
No, those are the worst jokes. I can't laugh at them. They make no sense.
Your fucking joke makes no sense. Your Canadian bacon joke makes absolutely no sense.
It would not make sense to you.
Okay. In fact, next Monday, I will get up on stage and tell that joke to a room full of people up on an open mic. I'll be like, hey, everyone, my wife gave me a joke to give to you. Who wants to hear it? And people will look up from the cell phone and be like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Yeah. And it'll like fucking... to like raise me up on their shoulders and make, that's the funniest joke. I'm like, you fucking autistic pieces of shit. I don't get the joke. They're like, it's so goddamn funny. Ah, I'm going to laugh till I die. Ah, my God. Someone hit me in the head with a hammer so I die, you know, knowing this funny joke. Ah, this is the best time.
I know no one will laugh. I hope you appreciate the crickets.
Oh, I've had my very own crickets.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking telling a joke. I'm like, my mom's gay. And people are like, she likes eating pussy? I think. Anymore? It's like, you bigot. And I'm like, huh. Sometimes, like, somebody in the audience will, like, shout something out and it'll fucking crush. And it's like the best, you know. And then that person is like, I'm a part of this show. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. You said one fucking funny thing. If you think you're funny, get up here on stage and continue saying funny things.
Oh, it's not proper protocol.
Yeah, I mean, like, every once in a while, if you have, like, a good fucking, like, you know, zinger, you know, go for it. Especially if they're fucking dying up there. Because that can sometimes be a lifeline to them to fucking help them back. Oh, cool. I can regain control of the room.
People are more likely to laugh if they hear other people laughing.
Yeah. That's why.
It's like yawning.
Like, sometimes what I'll do is I'll fucking do some crowd work. And, like, I'll gain information about people in the crowd. And then fucking do jokes based on that.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
You know, where are you from? What do you do? Oh, you're from fucking Tennessee and you work in the bank? Oh, man, that's crazy. You moved out here and fucking learned about money. out there, you just fucking traded bullets. You know, something like that. But back to this Japanese man that's blown his shit up. Investigations revealed burn marks near a kotatsu, which is a heating table with a low table and a special futon placed over it. An electric heater underneath. Just look it up. Japanese National Consumer Affairs Center has received several reports of such explosions. Jeez, a bunch of... This one guy's getting blown up for, you know, just doing one thing.
Why do people not like cockroaches? They're an important part of our ecosystem.
Japanese people like no cockroaches at all. Spraying pesticides at electrical outlets can damage them and consequently injure people. Ah, Jesus Christ. Many sprays contain flammable ingredients, including alcohol. They also contain propellants such as propane and butane, which helps push the liquid insecticide out of the can and into the air.
Dispersal.
So, yeah, apparently this has just been happening all over the fucking spot.
People are stupid.
The home was said to still be crawling with cockroaches when firefighters arrived.
Of course.
So he didn't do shit, but he's like, you can't be in my home if there's not a home to be in. And just burns the entire bitch down. Be like, fuck you, cockroach. And they just build a new house. Like, they all link together and like, ha, we are a house. And they infest their own fucking shit. Like nanobots from Big Hero, what is it, Big Hero 5? The movie with the... Do you know what I'm talking about, Courtney? Is any of this shit making sense?
No.
The fucking movie, the animated movie with the big marshmallow dude.
He looked like the Michelin Man?
Yeah.
I thought it was an 8.
Big Hero 8?
Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time because it's so fucking sad. His brother dies at the beginning. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, we...
So
we
it's can't... a Disney film?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Big Hero 6. We were both wrong.
Ah, yes. I love being wrong.
But yeah, the fucking, you know, Baymax or whatever the fuck his name. Baymax says it right there on the picture. Jesus Christ.
I like Baymax better.
But yeah, I don't even remember how I got there. But yeah, the cockroaches are still just fucking, oh yeah, cockroaches there's, making their own fucking house out of cockroaches.
Remember, there's cockroaches on fucking Wally. On Earth that he was on.
Yeah, did you not notice all the garbage everywhere?
Yeah.
Cockroaches just come out of garbage. They're like, oh, you know, you're on an episode of Hoarders and like, I'm sure, like, they're like, there's not enough cockroaches in here, and they throw a bunch down.
No, this is literally planet Earth trying to break down the trash. They're sending the cockroaches, like, please. And then people get rid of the, people, like, are mean to the cockroaches, and so.
I'm going to say this. Fucking children that are fucking fascinated by, like, hissing cockroaches and shit are weird. Okay? Like, if you have a kid that's like, yeah, I have a box full of hissing cockroaches, and I let them crawl on me, it's great. You have a weird fucking kid. The fuck is going on?
Why not? Cockroaches are still a food source. You should play with your food.
Well, they're not eating them. They're like fucking
they're
raising them.
I know. They're an excellent source of protein.
Yeah. If you give me a cockroach hamburger, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Oh, my God. For a while, Purina had a insect protein-based diet, and like it wasn't selling in the U.S., so they discontinued it. And I'm so upset. Because you know what? We could be using that as a hydrolyzed protein diet.
Mochi, get out of here. You're banned. Remember I told you with English words?
Oh, she giving you ear flaps. She not listening to you.
Meow, 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 meow. I guess it worked. She left.
You started talking about tax benefits. No one wants to listen to that.
I probably just called her the N-word, and now she's, like, super offended. She's like, I'm never talking to him again. Called me a fucking pussy.
You're one of the who said Mama was a sassy black lady.
She is. So. Bud Light is back in the limelight, baby. Kid Rock says he's done boycotting Bud Light.
Fuck yeah, you go, Bud Light. Mm. I don't like drinking Bud Light, but I approve of everything they've done on their stand. So I support them, but I'm not going to purchase their wares.
Number one, Bud Light, I don't really give a shit. I drink PBR because I'm a huge piece of shit and I love being a piece of shit.
I'm glad you acknowledged that fact.
Yeah, it's fucking cheap. It's a dollar. It's like 90 cents for that fucking can of PBR. That's like less than a can of cola.
Yeah, and it tastes worse than cola.
Fucking all beer tastes like fucking hot garbage.
You have no palate.
Your beer tastes worse.
Because you have no palate.
So, like, somehow your beer is like $10 a fucking can. And, like, anytime I go to, like, take a sip of your fucking shitty beer, like, a fist comes out and punches me in the mouth. And, like, that's what you get. Now drink me, bitch. I'm like, I don't want to drink your fucking soda shit.
I don't want to share it with you.
Good. It's all yours.
Exactly.
Your fucking Guinnesses and shit like that. Ugh.
Okay, no, don't call me out like that. Okay, I only drink extra stout. I only drink extra stout. Okay.
See, I'll fucking drink Budweiser, Bud Light. I don't give a fuck. I'm Natty Lights. You give me a fucking beer, I'll fucking drink it. My first favorite fucking beer is free. My second favorite is cold.
Yes.
Like, let's just fucking get that out of the way.
Yes.
I like a fucking cheap beer. You cannot get me drunk on beer. If you ever fucking meet me out in the wild and you want to try, you're more than welcome to try. If you're ever in Durango, Colorado on a Monday or Wednesday, I'm down at the Starlight Lounge. You can buy me drinks all night long. I will drink them. I will not get drunk. Just letting you know. If you ever want to put this to the test. You know, Monday night is comedy, 8 o'clock. Wednesday night, karaoke. I fucking do comedy and I sing. And if you're buying me drinks, I will let you pick the songs.
Oh, God.
But last Wednesday, they were doing roulettes. And I'm like, okay, I signed myself up for a roulette. And it turned out to all be Christmas songs. I'm like, absolutely not. And so I went to immediately make an enemy of the karaoke person. And I'm like, Show Me Your Genitals by John LaRoche. And yeah, I got done with the fucking song. And she looked at me and she's like, okay, that was a thing.
Wait, she didn't know what she was signing up for?
No idea. She saw the name of the song, Show Me Your Genitals, and she's like, does this song exist? I'm like, yeah, better believe it does.
I also did not think it existed until I was proven wrong.
And she was horrified to learn that it did indeed exist.
It's worse than you think it could be.
And, you know, the song starts off, women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right. I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals. Show me your genitals. Your genitalia.
It does not get better, but it's still funny.
It's a great song.
Oh, God, please stop.
Yeah, that's her. The entire fucking song. And she's like, what the fuck is happening?
That's a karaoke song.
And there's Show Me Your Genitals too. You know, there's, you know, I kill people, fuck everything. There's a fucking list of songs. And he's a hilarious Canadian. He's also in the league. And I watched her just be horrified at that. That's what you get for fucking trying to give me a fucking Christmas song. No, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, that's why his shit reminded me so much of Letterkenny.
Yeah, he's in the league. He's Taco in the league.
No, that makes so much more sense. I was like, why does this style of fucking talking sound so familiar?
Yeah.
I'd never heard it in a song form.
Yeah, no, like he also does songs in the league, like Vaginal Hubris. Vaginal Hubris, Vaginal Hubris. According to her, all of the pussies are useless. Fucking great. So yeah, if you buy me beers, you can fucking choose my karaoke songs. I'll sing whatever the fuck you want, aside from Oingo Boingo Little Girls. for that, you have to buy me something stronger and try and get me drunk. But Kid Rock is changing his tune on Bud Light. He was the first to boycott Bud Light and start shooting at Bud Light cans with his guns and be like, yeah, fuck Bud Light because, you know, Dylan Mulvaney or whatever the fuck.
I didn't know Kid Rock was a little bitch.
No, he's fine. But it's like Bud Light is back in a big way.
Hey, Courtney, does your dad still not drink Bud Light?
Oh, I think he bought it because it was cheaper.
Yeah, I'll fucking go and buy some Bud Light.
Yeah, like, I don't understand what his problem was.
Your dad is religious. That is his problem. He believes in Jesus. That is his problem.
No. He believes in the same Jesus Trump does.
So.
Oh God.
But it's like, yeah, fucking, there's other beers that could easily fucking, you know, go to that. But they're like, hey, let's go to the beer of fucking hate groups and fucking redneck bars and fucking try and inject a little LGBTQIA into it. I'm like, all right, guys, like, that wasn't the move. Like, do that with, like, Natty Lights. Do that with Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Okay, if you drink Mike's Hard Lemonade, that says something about you as a person.
That's like, I am gay.
Yeah, basically.
Bring me a dick next.
Okay, no, so White Claw's straight, Mike's is gay.
Okay, I'll drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade. I don't care. I'll drink a Smirnoff Ice. I don't fucking care.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
You married a fucking Fruit Loop, babe. Tough. I'm like the gayest fucking man you know.
At least you've had the decency not to bring it into the house, so thank you.
Bring a bunch of men in here?
You're allowed to do that.
Oh, what, the fucking Smirnoff Ices or the fucking...
Yeah.
They're expensive! I'm not gonna go buy some expensive shit.
I don't care, it's just as long as they're not in the house.
I am a cheap fucking alcoholic. Give me the cheapest shit you possibly can. You know, get me cheap fucking tequila, cheap fucking everything. I don't need it to be nice. So, yeah. My boy Kid Rock, he's back on the fucking cheap beer bandwagon. So you can go buy your Bud Lights again because they're no longer, you know, gay.
What the fuck even is Kid Rock?
And we were smoking funny things, and we were taking funny things, making love out to do.
That's
all summer long.
That sounds familiar. So he's a country singer?
Kinda. He also does like hard rock.
Okay.
As well.
So he's like that, like medium mix now.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone has to do it. Let's see, Kid. I hate Kid Rock.
That's what he looks like?
Yeah, he fucking looks like a fucking.
What the fuck?
You know, back in the day, he fucking was doing okay.
This dude looks weird as shit. Okay, I don't know what I expected Kid Rock to look like, but that was not it.
But this is Kid Rock. You remember this song?
Oh. He's that kind of person.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the hair fits with the song. I had to see the speedboat for me to understand what level of society he is. I'm kind of cunty sometimes.
Yeah, and then he does like fucking, you know. Other, you know, does more like rock shit too.
You know what?
What?
This dude is living his best life. I have no business taking shit on him.
Kid Rock is awesome, okay?
Yeah, no.
I love fucking Kid Rock, okay? He's my guy.
Okay, I've decided I respect him as an individual, but I still don't like his music.
I like his music, too. Goddamn, yeah, no.
No, you more than should.
Yeah, he has shit saved on my Spotify. He didn't make the fucking Wrapped, but... he never will. Like, there's certain people that you... Yeah, get up there. There's nobody up there, idiot.
Oh, it's about time for her zoomies to hit, actually.
So, and this is the first bit of bad news that I've read. Mississippi man charged with vandalizing satanic temple's display inside Iowa Capitol building.
Oh my God, why?
So in Des Moines, Iowa, there is a Bahamut display, and he just fucking went up and destroyed it. Like, you have to, like, kind of, like, go look at pictures and shit. It wasn't very big. It was just kind of like a little fucking thing by the stairs. And just saying, hey, we are the Satanic Temple, you know, next to the Happy Holiday. It was just like a desk size. So it wasn't like a huge fucking, you know, official display or nothing. And just some dude came over and just fucking wrecked the shit out of it. Let me see. Did they even say who it was yet? Yep, 35-year-old Michael Cassidy of Lauderdale, Mississippi, was charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief, which doesn't even seem that bad. He's like, oh, you rascal, you. They, like, tussle his hair and send him on his way.
No, this is court, like, code.
Yeah, it's fourth degree.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a fifth-degree criminal mischiefer.
Yeah, courts are full of, like, secret words that you don't know if you don't look up.
Yeah, and fucking all lawyer talk is. But it's not that bad. Like, first degree is the worst, and then...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's at fourth degree. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Temple, indeed, earlier this month, they set up the display, which features a ram's head covered with mirrors on a mannequin cloaked in red, saying as their symbol to their right to religious freedom. They intended to take down the display Friday morning. And so, yeah, they fucking destroyed the entire fucking thing beyond repair.
This is the kind of person who, like, gets, like, all shit-tucky about happy holidays and how it needs to be Merry Christmas. That's that dude.
Yeah, this guy, like, believes either too much in Jesus or is fucking doing some evil shit. Honestly, me personally, I love the Church of Satan. They are a good fucking organization. And the one thing I really love about them, they pay their taxes. Like, they don't do any of that fucking dumb bullshit. They don't, you're never going to have them knocking on your door. You have to go fucking find them out and find out what they believe in. But it's actually a really good, religion. And if I was to join one, it'd be the Church of Satan. I've said this before. And
oh, yeah,
fucking money that they make, they fucking pay taxes on.
What would pull you back into religion?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. But if I wanted to go back to religion,
what would make you want to go back to religion?
So I make a deal with God every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably like, you know, once a week. I'm like, God, you know, if you're real, hurt that person in front of me. Make a deer run out or make him fucking slip on some ice or make him lose control of his car or pop a tire. Do something. And if you kill him, I'll become a devout follower of you. Never has done it once.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, this is all you have to do. You have to kill one person and you will have like your fucking very own Job back. I will be fucking, you know, like Job.
You want more than one wife?
No, he only had one wife.
No, after fucking God was like, oh yeah, he
killed all the kids and then fucking made his wife fucking give birth to like another 10 kids.
That is not how
his wife came back. Yes. That is how it happened.
No, he had like 10 plus wives after that. Like, God gave him a shit ton of wives.
I don't want that fucking... Unless he gives me, like, all the money, then it's like, okay, I'll be down for that. But if I don't have a bunch of money, then no. They're, like, all fucking trying to, like, stretch a dime. And I'm like, ugh. Dumb bitches. So... Yeah, that guy is fucking probably gonna go serve like a slap on the wrist, and have to like join the Church of Satan or something.
I wonder if he'd have a higher sentence if he attacked like a traditional Christian statue.
Probably. But yeah, even the governor was like, "This is kind of questionable," but it wasn't even like that big. It wasn't even like a huge fucking thing. It was just like a little fucking bit, you know, the Satanic Temple of Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, some guy's like, fuck you can't do this. It's like, all right, dude, confess your sins. Oh, yeah. And so we have an update on an old story. So there is a 6-year-old who brought a gun to school and shot the teacher. Like, remember this?
No, but continue.
So pretty much the whole story was like a 6-year-old had a gun in their backpack, you know, was fucking fiddling with it and shot a teacher. The teacher survives.
Okay.
And it wasn't like a malicious, like, yeah, fuck you. It was just
obviously it's not malicious.
You know, it was a 6-year-old. But the parent of this kid gets 2 years in prison for child neglect. So...
someone's at fault, and it is most certainly the parent. I completely agree with this. 100% agree with this.
What did the kid do again?
So the kid, had a gun in their backpack, and we don't know who the kid is.
Obviously.
Because, you know, that's just how shit works.
Yeah. Also, it's fucked up.
And so the kid had a gun, brought it to school, you know, thinking it was like a toy, like a Barbie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled it out to like show the teacher and accidentally discharged and shot the teacher. The teacher survived. Everyone was fine.
Do we know where the teacher got shot?
In school.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
It's like the old fucking Forrest Gump joke.
No, I know I walked into that. I'm aware.
Where did Forrest Gump get shot? In the butt? No, in Vietnam. but yeah, so now this parent is probably gonna get their kid taken away. Striking her hand and chest, breaking bones, punctured a lung.
Oh shit.
She spent weeks in the hospital and had 5 surgeries.
Oh yeah, she can't afford those fucking medical bills.
She is so mentally scarred by the shooting, she does not plan to return to teaching.
No fucking shit. She just lost her whole world. Ugh, that sucks.
She just gained a whole world. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I know.
She doesn't have to fucking deal with shitty kids anymore? That's a great time.
It's a shame.
So.
But yeah, the parent is 100% at fault.
Yep. Yeah, first grade.
Are you old? How old are you in first grade?
Fucking 6. 6 years old.
Huh.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was in the top drawer of the mom's desk or in her dresser. Yeah, no, that sucks for everyone involved.
Like, not only is a gun accessible to a child, a loaded gun is accessible to a child.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
If I had a kid, yeah, I wouldn't fucking, you know, have guns all over the house, but I don't have a kid, so I don't have guns all over the house.
Yeah, and I ain't touching no things.
Great.
Ugh, give me the heebie-jeebies.
I mean, until she is like, I'm going to kill my husband, and then she'll pick it up and be like, oh, fuck.
I am not using a gun. I already told you how I'm going to kill you.
Oh, that's going to be awful. Murder conviction.
How are you going to kill him?
Oh, I'm going to bring home some phenobarbital and then do it in his sleep.
Phenobarbecue? Hell yeah. I love barbecue.
Yeah, and I'll even fuck you before you die, okay?
Like, how will you know when you have, like, a dead dick in you? Because, like, it just gets, like, rigor mortis.
Okay, no, I'm going to fuck you before I kill you.
So, I'll know when I'm about to die because my wife is going to fuck me. She's going to be like, hey, let me suck your dick. I'm like, are you trying to fucking kill me?
I am a praying mantis.
But murder conviction of Chicago man who spent 12 years behind bars overturned because key witness was legally blind. The witness was allegedly suffering from advanced glaucoma at the time of the crime, severely limiting visibility.
Oh, yeah.
Surveillance video from the scene also revealed the eyewitness was much further away than he initially claimed to be. Which has to fucking just kill you. Just be in fucking prison for 12 years because a blind dude is like, I saw everything, officer. I'm over here. I saw everything, officer. You know.
Memories are false.
It's like you should have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt to fucking convict anyone and put anyone in prison. That way fucking murderers can fucking walk all over the place and then fucking people watch their fucking mouth. And it's like, oh, you want to fucking get, you know, all kind of trippy up here at Target? Okay, well, I'll find you in the fucking parking lot and stab you in the neck and then drive away and get away with it.
We need more predators.
Oh, my God. I think we've got that covered, though.
No, we do not.
I think we do.
No, the world is overpopulated.
But Darian Harris, a 30-year-old, was convicted following a 2011 shooting that left 23-year-old Rondell Moore dead and another seriously injured.
So are they going to try to find the real murderer, or is this kind of the end of it?
It's kind of the end of it.
That's bullshit.
On Tuesday, a Cook County judge vacated Harris's conviction. The Exoneration Project. I love fucking things like this that fucking do all this. But it was like, it said it was best to start over. It's like, how awesome would it be if this kid just got like a few million dollars? Just like, hey, sorry about that.
God, I hope so.
Sometimes if they take a plea deal, they cannot fucking, you know, claim anything.
Well, yeah. Plea deals have their ups and downs.
Yeah. You never take a fucking plea deal.
Uh-uh.
Tell them to fucking suck a dick.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
Unless the plea deal is you get nothing and you just say you're sorry. It's like, sorry for allegedly murdering your son. And then you just walk away.
I love watching those podcasts where they like go over exactly why you shouldn't talk to the police and stuff.
Yeah, don't fucking.
I mean, you know, that's what they got Martha Stewart on is she lied about something while they were interviewing her.
Martha Stewart fucking did her time.
Yeah.
She's a real one, okay?
Yeah.
I don't
but
care.
I mean, if she didn't talk to the police, she wouldn't. They had nothing on her.
But she did her time, and now she's all fucking clean. So, she has my respect. You know, this is, you know, what we need. It's just fucking not fucking blind people saying they saw some shit.
Well, isn't that the way it's kind of supposed to work? Like, you go to prison because you did something bad, you do your time, you get out, and then you don't do it again. Like, that's how it's supposed to work. It's like timeouts for adults.
Yep, but you get raped in this timeout.
I'm not saying the prison system is not broke, because it's broke as fuck. But
give more money. So, woman steals Uber driver's car before flight in Texas for being too slow. Lady, I feel you. You are seen. I get it. I've been there. 27-year-old woman in the U.S., Nirasha Alexandra Afremi. I don't know. Jesus Christ.
That was dreadful to watch you sound out, but continue.
Like, fucking, she's a brown chick. I don't know. Maybe you have to put a little phlegm in there. Stands accused of stealing an Uber driver's car because she deemed the airport of the journey too slow. On Sunday, December 10th, when she was dissatisfied with the pace of the ride, she allegedly threw the driver's phone out of the car in frustration.
What?
Seizing the opportunity when the driver left the vehicle to retrieve his phone, she reportedly commandeered the driver's seat and drove away, leaving the Uber driver stranded.
What?
According to the police documents, she informed the driver that she intended to drop the car off at Southwest Airlines, claiming to feel kidnapped, although she did not attempt to make a call to 911. Holy shit. She driving the stolen car headed to the Austin airport, where she reportedly spent $130 on various items using the Uber driver's credit card. Simultaneously, Uber driver reported the theft to the police.
Oh my god.
Subsequently, I hate long words like that. Officers discovered the abandoned stolen car at the airport and apprehended her as she tried to board a plane. The purchased items were found in her possession. She faces charges of unauthorized... It says her name, but I'm just saying she. Faces charges of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, credit card abuse, and both state jail felonies. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is why you get your own fucking car, you idiot.
And she still missed her flight.
How awesome would it be if she got on her flight and just was like out of there? And it's like, oh, shit, she's in a different state now.
Crazy.
Like, what would happen?
I mean, either police departments would like sync up, I suppose, or nothing happens.
Yeah, pretty much nothing happens. Fucking police departments don't communicate with each other. Well, the amount of times that fucking like undercover officers have been shot by fucking real police. It's like, oh, fuck, you idiot. But Florida, because we always have to fucking do at least one Florida story. Florida porch pirate stole packages and planned to regift them for Christmas. Not a bad idea.
Okay. I'm giving this a solid chaotic good.
You know, Kinsley Mott, 32, was seen at victim's house surveillance camera walking up to the porch, taking numerous Amazon boxes and driving off in a red truck. So, yeah, she stole the packages fucking during noon, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Her mugshot's fucking bad.
So is she just claiming this now that she got caught, or was that her actual plan?
No, I'm sure just because she got caught.
Okay.
But now to Am I the Asshole? By Answer True 8371. Am I the asshole for swearing at my doctor while giving birth?
Absolutely not.
Oh, God.
I, 28 female, gave birth to my baby 2 weeks ago. I was in labor for close to 30 hours.
Oh, you poor thing.
And was incredibly exhausted.
Of course you were.
My doctor was great the whole way through and never had any issues with him. Towards the end, the pain was unbearable. I couldn't have an epidural due to a heart condition. I felt like I was on the verge of passing out from the pain. Due to an awful contradiction, I said, "Jesus fucking Christ!" And my doctor looked at me and said, "Please don't use the Lord's name in vain."
What the fucking fuck?
I responded quickly with, "Go fuck yourself!" My doctors didn't say much for the remainder of the birth.
Oh my fucking
Afterwards,
God.
My husband told me maybe I should apologize. I didn't, but now thinking back on it, maybe I should have. I feel pretty guilty considering I'm sending an apology note to the hospital. Am I the asshole for what I said?
What the fucking fuck is wrong with her doctor?
Her doctor is a fucking retard.
Holy fucking shit. What a dick.
Say, same thing happened to Ben. So I was at the ER with my friend Ben. Because he was like, I need to come get me. I'm fucked up. And so I leave work to go fucking pick him up. And he's, you know, in a bad way. I take him to the ER. And we're just sitting in the room together. And then, like, the doctor comes in. He's like, and starts berating him for swearing at a hospital. And it's like, I feel like if that's your fucking problem, you should just lose your medical license. Just outright, right there. Like, they should have, like, undercover people that go in. Like, same thing with fucking liquor stores. They have undercover people that go in and test them. They should have undercover people that go in and test doctors and be like, okay, you just lost your medical license. Congratulations. I'm going to need you to leave the hospital immediately because you are, in fact, if you stay, you're operating without a medical license and you will be arrested.
Okay, so I went in for my EMG test where literally they shocked my hands on purpose to figure out what's wrong with them. And so before the dude started the test, he was like, I don't care if you need to cuss, do whatever the hell you want. If it hurts, like, it doesn't bother me. And I was like, thank God, because every single shock, I was like off the table yelling fuck or good God as loud as I could because it hurt so bad. So,
yeah, if you're a fucking doctor that cannot handle some swears, leave the fucking practice.
Yeah.
Go home, fill a syringe full of fucking morphine, fucking right into the heart.
So there's a difference between being verbally abusive at your medical staff or expressing pain.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, being a dickhead to nurses, that's one thing. If you're like, fuck you, nurse, get in here quick, fuck you, bitch. You know, doing that sort of shit. Okay, yeah, I can understand, you know, fucking, you know, coming in and be like, hey, you need to not do that. But if you don't have any fucking kind of bedside manner, get the fuck out.
Especially for
people. Go become a truck driver. No one's going to swear at you when you're a truck driver, except for yourself. I love this fucking comment. Oh, good Lord. I mean, I cannot imagine what the worst thing any OBGYN heard during birth. I have an acquaintance who is a nurse in the NICU, and she said it's pretty common during, it's a pretty common occurrence, even for the most prudish religious / whatever of women, to curse like a proverbial sailor, letting loose the tapestry of obscenities as far as, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, yes. Not the asshole by a lot. Doc is, and your husband isn't far behind.
Oh, yeah, he is not.
So, yeah. Be on your wife's side, dude. She has pushed a baby out after waiting 30 hours.
And you remember how fucking loud I screamed and I got my Christina put in, and that was just like less than a minute's worth of pain.
So. And now for relationship advice by Throw R.A. Beancloud. I, 28 male, don't want to have sex with my wife, 24 female, anymore. My wife and I have been together for 4 years now. For context, she is very petite. She is a very petite woman. She has this constant thing where she has a childlike tendency, is the best way I can describe it, i.e. making her voice a higher pitch, talking like a small child. While I don't necessarily mind that when we were having regular conversations, she does this when we're in the middle of foreplay or just acts extremely shy. So I told her, I don't feel comfortable when you act like that when we're about to have sex because it makes me feel like I'm with an actual child, and it's a complete turnoff. She has still continued to do this to the point where we haven't had sex in about 6 weeks because I can't even look at her sexually anymore because I feel like I'm looking at a child. I really don't know what to do at this point. I feel like our romance is dead. Am I wrong for feeling this? Should I give it another chance? Edit, she did not start acting like this until 2 years into the relationship after we got engaged, and it's very infrequent when she first started it, and it only began becoming a common thing about a year ago. Opie, I'm going to say this.
Huh?
What?
I'm so confused.
His wife talks like a child, like, you know, in normal conversations and when they're about ready to fuck.
No, I'm just wondering why it started out of the blue and it was only occasional. Now it's like full blown. Like, that's where I'm
because
going
she's getting more comfortable with you. Get her into therapy. Therapy. Fucking find out what the underlying issue of this is, because I guarantee fucking to you there's something there. I can guarantee it. You know, don't fucking throw everything away because of this. You know, get her help. Get her the fucking help that she needs. You know, do any of you have anything put on that? No?
Isn't that what I do?
No. No, if you acted like a child, I'd be like, don't do that. You have every right to be turned off by that behavior. She knows exactly what, why. It's really upsetting. You need to be blunt. It's absolutely fine that you feel this, but you need to tell her and not beat around the bush. Tell her it's destroying your desire, and if she can't stop, you're simply incompatible. Apparently he said some like other shit.
Details. Okay, details are definitely needed.
Yeah, I mean, it could be just her size. Yeah, 2 years, just 2 years. Yeah, I mean, fucking, personally, I don't think, you know, men should be into the idea of fucking a child. Yeah, absolutely.
OP is 100% allowed to be how he feels. Like, I'm not saying OP feels wrong. I'm interested by the whole situation entirely.
I mean, like, there is a kink out there, like a kink fetish, called bigs and littles. It's not, they say it's not a sexual thing. I'm not into it at all. It kind of gives me the ick.
And you're allowed to feel ick to whatever makes you feel ick.
But pretty much what it is one person will act like a child, wear fucking diapers, fucking have a binky, you know, be in an adult-sized crib, whatever the fuck, and be treated like a child. And if it is, you know, what you need to get through to, if it's what you need to do to, you know, get through the trauma and, like, kind of, you know, have, like, a normal experience with that without the fucking trauma that probably did happen, unfortunately, during that time, then that's what needs to happen. But yeah, it's, you know.
So is that more of an emotional arousal?
Like I can't really speak on that particular kink at all.
Yeah, I think I need to ask the internet that.
That would be, yeah, definitely something you need to talk to more of an expert about. But, you know, just like in my personal opinion, I feel like it's like, hey, something bad happened during this time in my life. I want to be able to experience what that was with someone that truly loves me.
Oh my God, this was so written by an autistic person. Continue.
So, but you know, that's all I have to fucking say. Let's see if anybody else has said anything. You know, sit, you know, down with her and be like, everywhere else doesn't bug me, but in the bedroom we cannot. Yeah.
Yeah, no. OP definitely needs to have a clear conversation.
Yeah, the baby voice. Yeah, just fucking don't do that. Don't do like some like Harley Quinn fucking creepy shit. But that's it.
Like the frog?
Harley Quinn from the Joker.
Oh.
Hi, Mr. J. You know that.
I could never say that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, that's going to be it for this episode. We will be back next week with more of the fucking awful shenanigans that we always fucking do. But from everyone here, we thank you so much for listening. And I need to fucking, you know, get more to post in comedy. So we will see you next week. Bye.